ISE 2. Task 1.
So today we're looking at the debate about the planned new stadium. Right, so the city's football clubs say their present stadium in the city centre isn't big enough, which I must say surprises me as it's half empty for most matches at the moment. So they've announced their plan to build a much bigger stadium in a quiet neighbourhood 5 kilometres north of the city centre. Of course, local shopkeepers are excited about the plans, as business has been difficult recently and the stadium would bring thousands of people to their shops. Similarly, several big fast food companies have already said they would be keen to open outlets in the area. But most of the local residents are protesting. They don't want 40,000 people walking past their houses every week or two, which is quite understandable. They're saying things like it wouldn't be safe to park your car on the street when there's a match, and if the two teams didn't like each other, they wouldn't feel safe walking near their own home. So, what does the club say? Well, it's told them it will pay for police and security people to keep the streets safe. Okay, but what about all the plastic cups and fast food papers left in the streets after the match? Well, local businesses say they will share the cost of street cleaners with the club. They say that everywhere will be clean 1 hour after a match, which seems fair, but possibly a little hard to believe. Finally, what everybody who lives there is saying is that the roads are too small for football match traffic. They're worried they won't be able to drive their cars. So, the club says it has plans to build a giant car park on empty land outside the city with hundreds of special buses. The city bus company says this system works in other cities and it will work here, although it's not clear what they mean by in other cities. And the local government? Well, it says that the stadium will create a lot of new jobs and bring a lot of money into a part of town that, to be honest, is not rich. The football club says it will give money to improve the local schools and hospital, although it hasn't mentioned a specific amount in its plans. So, that's the situation. Now, what do you think? So, today we're looking at the debate about the planned new stadium. Right, so, the city's football clubs say their present stadium in the city centre isn't big enough, which I must say surprises me as it's half empty for most matches at the moment. So, they've announced their plan to build a much bigger stadium in a quiet neighbourhood 5 kilometres north of the city centre. Of course, local shopkeepers are excited about the plans, as business has been difficult recently and the stadium would bring thousands of people to their shops. Similarly, several big fast food companies have already said they would be keen to open outlets in the area. But most of the local residents are protesting. They don't want 40,000 people walking past their houses every week or two, which is quite understandable. They're saying things like it wouldn't be safe to park your car on the street when there's a match, and if the two teams didn't like each other, they wouldn't feel safe walking near their own home. So, what does the club say? Well, it's told them it will pay for police and security people to keep the streets safe. Okay, but what about all the plastic cups and fast food papers left in the streets after the match? Well, local businesses say they will share the cost of street cleaners with the club. They say that everywhere will be clean 1 hour after a match, which seems fair, but possibly a little hard to believe. Finally, what everybody who lives there is saying is that the roads are too small for football match traffic. They're worried they won't be able to drive their cars. So, the club says it has plans to build a giant car park on empty land outside the city with hundreds of special buses. The city bus company says this system works in other cities and it will work here, although it's not clear what they mean by in other cities. And the local government? Well, it says that the stadium will create a lot of new jobs and bring a lot of money into a part of town that, to be honest, is not rich. The football club says it will give money to improve the local schools and hospital, although it hasn't mentioned a specific amount in its plans. So, that's the situation. Now, what do you think?